The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Leonis Martin was the first Cuban baseball player Paul Minoff ever represented. Minoff is an attorney with Gray Robinson in Fort Lauderdale, and he was astonished by the stories Martin told him about being smuggled out of communist Cuba by human traffickers.
There was one instance where there was an attempted abduction, and guys came in with guns, and doors were kicked down, and individuals came basically trying to take him, saying, he belongs to us, not to you.
That was almost a decade ago on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The smugglers had taken Martin there to negotiate a contract with Major League Baseball, based in the U.S. Martin was one of the world's best center fielders, so he expected to score a multi-million dollar deal, and his smugglers expected a fat cut. But another smuggling ring said it had dibs on Martin, hence that armed standoff at a motel.
These players were treated like diamonds, and the incentive for someone else to steal them was also there, and that was a substantial risk to players like Leonis.
Fortunately, no one was hurt or killed in the case of Martin, who did ink a $3 million a year contract with the Texas Rangers. He now plays for the Cleveland Indians. But folks have been shot in disputes over other defecting Cuban ball players, which is why Major League Baseball, or MLB, struck a deal last month with the Cuban Baseball Federation. MLB teams may now negotiate with Cuban players without those players having to defect from the island, without those players being exploited by criminal traffickers, as Martin was.
We were allowing them to be put in harm's way, and that's not acceptable. The point of this agreement is, let's treat these people like we do any other international player.
In exchange, MLB teams will pay the Cuban Federation a fee of up to 20% of the players' contracts. But that, says Florida Senator Marco Rubio, is the foul ball in this deal. Rubio, a Cuban-American, opposes normalization of relations with Cuba, and in a series of tweets, he called the MLB agreement immoral and illegal. He insists the Cuban Baseball Federation is an arm of the Cuban regime, and he says any fee MLB pays it violates the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. That's Cuban Baseball Federation President Higinio Vélez insisting in Havana last month that his agency is not part of the Cuban government. The Obama administration drew that same conclusion when it let MLB start negotiating with Vélez. But Rubio wants the Trump administration to nullify all that. But what is the alternative to the status quo? Some say Cubans wouldn't have to go to third countries like Mexico if MLB changed its rules. They say it should let players who defect directly to the U.S. still negotiate as international free agents.
There's simply no evidence that making that change would prevent human trafficking.
Dan Halem is MLB's Deputy Commissioner of Baseball Administration. He says even if MLB changed its international free agency rules, Cuban players would still have to make a risky defection.
It's my understanding that it's actually harder to enter the U.S. than many other countries, and such a rule change may result in more sophisticated smuggling of Cuban players to bring them directly to the United States.
As a result, those who disagree with Senator Rubio say the MLB-Cuba deal is the only real means of protecting Cuban players from criminal rings. Many of them also say it reflects the U.S.'s central aim of normalization, to help empower private Cuban citizens like the island's fledgling entrepreneurs.
This is going to drive the conversation on wealth creation in the island like nothing else.
Miami Cuban-American Rick Herrero heads the Cuba Study Group in Washington, D.C.
Is there a collateral benefit to the Cuban government? Yes. But is it worthwhile in the grand scheme of things? Because it benefits people much more than it does the government? Absolutely.
Right now, fewer than 30 Cubans play in the major leagues. That will almost certainly grow with a new agreement.
But it's hard to think a few baseball deals are going to bring in more income to the Cuban government than the heavy airline traffic from the United States that we've been seeing flying to Cuba over recent years.
WLRN reached out to Senator Rubio for comment. He did not respond. But normalization supporters believe Rubio and his allies in the Trump administration see their efforts to kill the baseball deal as an important political test. If they can, it will be a home run for anti-communist hardliners in Miami. The question is whether it will mean Cuban baseball players have struck out. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.